Hey, this is Tommy Simpson, and you're listening to Hypnotic Turtle Radio. Get down with it.
People, you are listening to Hypnotic Turtle Radio on Radio 1190, 1190 AM, 98.9 FM, people, and we are joined this evening by, man, the one and only Tommy Stinson, man. Replacements, Guns N' Roses, Bash & Pop, I mean, the list actually goes on and on, man, but Tommy, how you doing this evening?
I'm good. I'm trying to figure out what a Renaissance man is.
Well,
if I qualify.
I think you do, man. I think there's no doubt about it, man. I mean, absolutely. People, and Tommy's coming. He's bringing his campfires in. Or, no, sorry, cowboys in the campfire. Sorry.
No worries.
But bringing it to town to. He's doing like one of those unconventional place tours. He's going to be playing Brews Beers, you know, doing house shows and after hours businesses and churches and whatnot. But he's settling in at Brews Beers here in Denver. And
nice.
We're excited to check that place out and check out Tommy's cowboys, man. Tommy, tell us about the cowboys in the campfire.
Well, it started off as kind of a painting that my Uncle Chip did.
No kidding.
And, you know, we had this idea for Cowboys and Campfire that we would start off and do our own band at some point, our own duo anyway, where he and I just get in a van and a couple guitars and make as much racket as we could.
Nice, yeah.
That ended becoming Cowboys and the Campfire, and it wasn't until, I don't know, last spring when we finally were going, what are we going to do this summer? I don't know. What are you going to do this summer? I don't know. So we got a van and we went and just did whatever. And it was fun. It was kind of like, you know, it was a bit of an adventure. We played some Bash Pop stuff, you know, some like solo stuff, some new stuff, which would be Cowboys and the Campfires. You know, original stuff, which we are starting to put a record together for.
Nice.
And it's, you know, I got two things. I'm pushing the Bash Pop stuff, and I'm pushing Cowboys and the Campfire. They both seem to augment each other well. As the Bash and Pop band has members in it that are in other bands as well. So I got to kind of work with the people's schedules to get the old my thing going with them. But so in the downtimes when I don't, or I can't use them because they're all busy, we do Cowboys.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, actually. I mean,
anyway. Yeah, we have a hoot.
Yeah.
Totally.
Sounds like. I mean, yeah, I didn't realize it was actually your actual uncle. I mean, I thought it was just called. that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
But yeah, I couldn't ask for more fun.
Yeah, totally, totally. And you guys just go, the two of you out, or you take the family with you, or just
No, just the two of us in a van.
Yeah, nice, nice.
We try not to add too many molecules.
Well, sure.
Because it just gets too, we have a very finite thing we do, and adding molecules to the scene's not usually advantageous.
Need to keep the focus right, yeah.
Yeah.
But you were mentioning Bash and Pop. I mean, you guys put out your first album in quite a while earlier this year. A great release. Anything Could Happen. I mean, pretty apropos title, I guess.
Given what's going on,
yeah, right?
Really, it's quite apropos, really.
Do you want to talk about that record, how that came together? And, I mean, after so long? Or, I mean, I guess you finally found a break in multiple projects, you know, and...
Yeah, I mean, I had turned down Guns N' Roses for a bunch of different tours because I just had some personal things going on here, but that's where I was just unable to tour with them anymore. And I guess it pushed that envelope for them to kind of, you know, because Axl's got to work. I mean, he can't just sit around nothing.
Sure.
You know, and so I have a feeling that kind of helped push that project forward. If it didn't, something did.
I'm sure it
but,
did.
And it really kind of put me to the task of going, okay, now you're on your own. And we did some replacement stuff after that.
Right.
That was, you know, well received and all that. But really, it came down to now, okay, now I'm on my own. Now
right.
What am I doing?
Wow, yeah.
And first time I've actually been on my own to do my own whatever it is I want to do now. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been gratifying to kind of just get out and just kind of concentrate on my own music for once.
Sure. No, totally, totally. And I mean, I'm sure, so it's a good time in life for you to do that, I would imagine. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, also doing a lot of production work. I mean, you worked with one of Denver's greatest bands at the moment, the Yoppers, and did a tour.
Oh yeah, those guys. Love those guys. Oh, they're a hoot.
No, totally.
They reach out to me every now and again and ask what the heck's going on, and half the time I got nothing better to say than things are fine. But no, I love those guys. I think the record was very ambitious and well thought out, and I think the songs are great.
Oh, it turned out amazing. No, for sure. And you know, definitely get your stamp on there, I think. I mean, that's exciting. I mean, and the Cowboys and the Campfire, people were Friday, November 17th, people down at Brews Beers. And you get tickets at eventbrite.com. And you guys, so when are you guys kicking out? You guys heading out next week, I guess? Or
I leave Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, this Wednesday.
Wednesday for a couple days of rehearsing, and then we get on a plane for L.A.
Nice. And then doing the coast, and then hitting more the Midwest.
Yeah, I think we're going to probably do like 3 weeks on the West Coast. Come back, we start in L.A., come back around to Bakersfield, end up in L.A., fly out. I think, I think we'll take a bit of a break. I've been run ragged for, a good year and a half right now.
Sure.
I think my next thing to do is to kind of pull it back a little bit and try and get some new songs written.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
No, that's exciting, man. I mean, yeah, like I said, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, people. You want to get down to Brews Beers. Friday the 17th, people. November 17th, that is. And eventbrite.com for tickets, man. I mean, it's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. So, I mean,
we have a lot of fun. I mean, they're very intimate shows. We make a lot of racket. We have a lot of laughs. A couple jokers, Uncle Chip's pretty fun to play with. We have a whole thing.
Oh, I bet. No, I bet. Oh, I can't imagine, dude. I mean, I'm sure you have great stories. I mean, speaking of that, I mean, you were involved in, like, two of the most infamous, like, I mean, if I can say rock and roll circuses of all time. I mean, how do you compare those? I mean, obviously, you have both extremes. I mean, one was, like arena, and one was just, I don't know, just massive rock monsters. I don't know. I mean, can you kind of compare those two? I don't know, parallels? I don't know what I'm trying to say, but, I mean...
They were sort of incomparable in some ways, but not so much in others. I mean, both bands, had their vices and such, as you can imagine. So there's that part of the chaos element. But the Replacements. I mean, we really couldn't play the game that everyone else was able to play in their certain way. And the best I can tell is that was kind of, why we got to a certain level and then stopped.
Right.
We couldn't, it just seemed very, didn't seem natural for us to be shaking hands and, trying to do all this stuff that everyone else does.
Or whatever. Right, yeah.
It's like you're playing a game, you're kind of, palling up with the suits. We really couldn't do that.
Yeah.
We didn't really like them either.
Well, sure, I can't imagine, dude, I can't. I mean, it's, and the way that everything's falling apart, and everything's where all of a sudden it's like, oh, sexual harassment is bad and all this shit. It's like, these people were monsters for years before this and all this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I'm sorry, a little diversion there, but I mean, they're the same people. They're the same monstrous people who just want to use people up and crap them out, and I don't know.
Yes, exactly. And we weren't really, the one thing is they didn't really adhere to us. We didn't really adhere to them. It was sort of like the Duke Ellington quote where he's like, man, I make the music. It's up to you guys to figure out how to sell it.
Right.
And that's kind of the way we grew up, We weren't really about
marketing yourselves.
Figuring out, yeah. We make the music. We didn't have time or the, wherewithal or the give a crap to figure out how you're going to sell it.
Right.
drinking. You tell me what I pour.
No, man, totally, man. But I mean, and I think, you know, I mean, your music was that much better for it. I mean, when you go back to those records, I mean, they're, you know, they're timeless, and they're just amazing of energy and, you know, and obviously amazing songs. But I mean, you know,
thank you.
No, absolutely. Man. And people, if you want to hear some of that, people, come on, man. Friday the 17th.
I just got a box of this Live at Maxwell stuff in the mail the other day.
Oh, nice.
It's like, you know, there's matchbox, there's cardboard cutouts, there's photos. There's,
totally stuff you guys thought up of.
Ticket stubs, all kinds of weird
crap. That's pretty. I mean, I do love the packaging they're doing nowadays. I mean, for sure, it does make it worth it for the fans. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Hey, hold on one quick second,
of course.
Will you?
Yeah.
Well, you guys, while I'm doing this interview, before you get out.
I mean, how do you feel about all this stuff? I mean, all the after the fact stuff that comes out. I mean, I would imagine, you know, doesn't hurt, but I mean.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I actually haven't put an ear to this thing yet. I had it vetted through my manager and my friends that I knew cared enough and would actually give me honest intel about it.
Sure.
Because it would be way too painful for me to sit and go through. But
yeah, right.
The resounding response I got from the people I asked to listen to it and, you know, give me their 2 cents, all came back and said that my brother was just wailing on guitar on it, and
wow.
It's like really great for that. So I took that as, well, that's a good way to put that out, then being that he's dead and all that.
Oh,
so
I know.
He got his best foot forward, it looks like.
Oh man, yeah. But I mean, again, you know, I mean, that's what you know, that's what makes that shit so legendary. I don't know.
You know,
so
it's,
the moment,
it's what it is.
Well, right, you know.
And people seem to be buying the heck out of it. They seem to really like it, so you got that.
That doesn't hurt, right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we're higher up on the Billboard charts with a live record, you know, 30 years later than we've ever been, which is, I think, hysterical.
It is, man. It, I mean, it's...
Now, if we could sell as many records as Frampton Alive, we'd be really popping.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if anybody ever will again, though. I don't. Well, I mean, will we sell records again like that? I mean,
yeah. I don't know. You know, there's. It was funny. A friend of mine and I were debating this the other day. Like, what were the, you know, best-selling live records ever? You got Live at Budokan. Right. You got Frampton Alive. I know there's one other one that I'm forgetting about right now. But was, you know, another one that was really successful like that. You know, kind of iconic.
Right. Right.
Well, those two really come to mind.
No, absolutely. Yeah, those are the first two for sure. I mean, they were like the Skinnards and the, you know, what song is it you want to hear, you know, or whatever, you know, that kind of crap.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
I don't know how we got there. Sorry. My bad. All right. But people, Tommy Stinson, people, down at Bruce Beer's, Cowboys in the Campfire, man. I mean, it sounds like a great night out. Like I said, the Friday, November 17th, Bruce Beer's, eventbrite.com for tickets, man. Tommy, man.
And if you can't remember all that, it's on the website. Cowboys in the Campfire website. You can't miss it. Right,
you guys got a
dot
com? I know you got a Facebook. You guys have a cowboys.com or cowboysinthecampfire.com?
Cowboys in the Campfire and Facebook. Yep, got that going.
Yeah, man.
All the info you need.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Tommy, it's a pleasure, man, and I can't thank you enough for the music and everything over the years, and you know, for just keep doing it, man. I mean, that's what really gives us all hope, you know, that we can still keep doing stuff, you know what I mean? And
well, I'll do my best to fire me.
I don't think we can we? I mean,
nah, I guess not. There's that to look forward to.
Another paper cut. Time.
Take a long, hard look and take the shortcut through the dirt. Really wants a ride, and no one's willing to give. And if I'd learned to drive, I'd take her for a spin. Alone, you're walking in your stride. You watch the tide roll out to sea. Stumble through the days, no thought to think successfully. Oh, you crumple dollar bills, they never lend a hand as you're bound. I see you every single morning, cause we walk the same round. Look so old when they were laughing at you. Played so rough when they were dying to meet you. You know as well as I, when when your makeup runs, it's time to take a long, hard look and take the shortcut through the dirt. Oh, take a long, hard look and take the shortcut through the dirt.